Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Mozzie.
Mozzie, you are caller 20. You win.
Oh, nice.
You are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
All right, sounds good.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have dumb crime on the show today. Thieves were tracked by their footprints in the snow right back to their house. What's up with Florida? There are illegal toilet seats going on. We're going to talk about the tragedy of the Double D Cafe closing. We have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Violent Femmes, along with qualifying to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Nope.
Failure.
Thieves in Florida left footprints that the police were able to track right back to their house because it was snowing. What's up with Florida? It's coming up next on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. You can get on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. We can't guarantee the return trip because of the way things are going, but you could at least get there and see the show. We'll give you tickets for that as well, and you'll have a return ticket, which you'll take your chances with. Let's talk about people are dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This happened on Sunday morning at approximately 3:42 a.m. Deputies responded to a commercial burglar alarm at a business. So they showed up, and when they arrived, they discovered a ladder positioned in the back of the building and fresh footprints in the snow and a broken window. And they discovered inside there was a missing safe containing approximately $1,800 in cash. They also discovered footprints leading away from the building. So the deputies followed that to a street where the thief apparently was picked up by a car. And because there are very few cars in the area during a storm, they were able to follow the car prints, the wheels, you know what I'm saying, the tire prints in the snow, all the way right back to the house of the thief, where they found footprints leaving the car and going inside the house that matched at the business they just robbed. So the police knock on the door. The people open the door, say, "We don't know what you're talking about. Get a warrant." So the police get a warrant and show up and search the house and find the safe with the money in it. I sort of thought after the police knocked on the door and then in the time it took them to go get the warrant, maybe you moved the safe out of your house. Just a thought. So the police find the safe with the money in it. They determined that Arthur Lee Oxendale, 53, was the thief who broke into the business and then walked back to the road. And he was picked up by Jana Lynn Parsons, 51, on the street. Arrest warrants were obtained for both individuals, and they were taken into custody and transported to the detention center. All because of tracks in the snow. Who could have seen that coming?
Dumbass.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Michelle.
Michelle, you're caller 20.
Nice!
You are on the standby boarding list for Royal Otis in Mexico City.
I am so excited. This is my 11th time on the standby boarding list. So maybe this week I'll get it.
I hope you win this time.
Thank you.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Yesterday, Megan Holliday brought in the story of the DD Cafe in Garden Grove. It's a place that got shut down for alleged nudity and illegal alcohol sales. And it seems like it's a coffee strip club, I want to say.
Yeah, investigators shut down Dee Dee's Cafe yesterday after complaints of nudity and illegal alcohol sales.
I'm going to hold my judgment. Give me some more details.
They say the shop was operating as what they call a bikini cafe.
All right, still no judgment. More details.
Police arrested 17 people, including two managers. That cafe was also red tagged for code violations.
Well, you got to be so uptight, Garden Grove.
Many Yelp reviews rave about Dee Dee's adult entertainment.
I bet they do.
The food, though, it's just an afterthought.
Interesting.
So I went to Yelp to look up some of the reviews of this place, Dee Dee's. I love the atmosphere. I've been coming here for a while. I love seeing Silky. She's pretty and helpful. Here's another one. Mia was the best girl for me. Totally felt loved and amazing. Would come back just for her anytime. Here's another Yelp review. Stepping into DD Cafe, I was greeted with the warm smile of Jasmine behind the counter. The staff here are incredibly friendly, exemplifying excellent customer service. They listen to every order, take the time to answer questions, and ensure each drink is crafted to the customer's preferences. The ladies usually remember regulars' names and usual orders, making everyone feel like a valued member of the DD Cafe community. And here is my favorite. I love this place. Good coffee, buck naked, and sometimes you get a pair of boobs in your face before you get the coffee. This place shouldn't be closed down. It should get an accommodation. Gotta be honest, I never thought I'd be playing this again. Your chance to qualify for Royal Otis in Mexico City is coming up in a half hour on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders, what's up with Florida?
Now two people can see the same thing and come away with different perceptions. I think this is happening with this Florida story.
Toilet seats in the water off Plantation Key in Isla Mirada are only for decoration. Whether in the water or fixed to poles, they mark a path to a shortcut to Founders Park.
So this thing looks pretty cool. There are a bunch of posts that are sticking up out of the ocean, and people have done their own artwork, that doesn't sound right, on their toilet seat and then hung it up on these poles. And it's just a bunch of different people inspired to do it just because they saw other ones there. All right, so here's the history of the poles sticking up out of the ocean.
Vernon Lamp carved the waterway in the 50s.
Yeah, in 1960, Hurricane Donna struck the Keys, leaving a lot of damage. But when Lamp checked out the poles after the storm, a toilet seat was left hanging from one of them.
All right, so the entire area is devastated because of the hurricane. So what did this guy do?
He took that seat home, cleaned and painted it, and then he brought it back.
That is so awesome to turn that devastation into something beautiful.
In the decades to follow, the trend caught on with other locals who decorated their own toilet seats to place along the cut.
So the original guy turns just an ordinary toilet seat into art, and other people see it and inspired, and they paint their own and hang it up next to it on a different pole. This seems like the best case scenario for art.
Stay classy, Florida.
Not my favorite Florida tradition.
What are you talking about? This is a great thing. See, this is what's wrong with Florida. You can't see obvious things even when you're sitting on them. Now it's illegal. F*** you, Florida. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, you're caller 20. You win.
Woo! Time to brush up on my Spanish. Yes.
Get that Duolingo ready, baby.
I know, right?
On the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Excellent. Oh, thank you, guys. That's great.
It's Kevin Reiter in the afternoon. The 420 catch of the day is on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, well, yesterday I came in with the story about the Norwegian Olympian who turned his post-race interview into a very public relationship meltdown confession. After winning bronze in a biathlon event, Sturla Holm Lagrid tearfully admitted on live TV that he had cheated on his girlfriend, saying he hoped to win back the true gold medal in his life. The couple had been dating for 6 months, with the cheating occurring 3 months in. Something that he told his girlfriend only about a week before the race happened. So his former partner responded by writing into a Norwegian newspaper and said that despite his global declaration of love, forgiveness wasn't simple and that she did not choose to be put in this position. Lagrid later said that he wasn't ready to give up on the relationship and described the confession as a kind of social suicide to prove his love. The moment drew backlash as critics argued the emotional breakdown overshadowed his teammate who had just won the gold medal.
Which he did. Yes. I had no idea who won, but I know
exactly.
That guy.
Exactly. So I think it's looking pretty bleak for the guy to win back his girlfriend. Number two, a burglary suspect was arrested after leaving behind a fedora and a close-up of his face on a Ring camera. This guy looks like if Indiana Jones and Dick Tracy had a baby, and then that baby had a baby with an alien, okay? This man broke into the home of 101-year-old Daniel Saxon in Los Feliz. Here is the story.
Horrible. A rank amateur. Because he looked right into my camera, so we have a full facial shot of him. He was wearing a tie, which almost no one wears when they rob houses.
Why avoid cameras and wear discreet clothing when you can be this suspected thief, camera-friendly and boldly styled?
Oh, it was an old fedora.
101-year-old Daniel Saxon can't help but laugh, seeing the extreme close-up of the man caught on camera roaming his Los Feliz neighborhood overnight Wednesday. Daniel Saxon was asleep as the man broke into his home sometime after 3 a.m., making off with a unique mix of things.
Dad's address book, his newspaper, believe it or not, he stole the newspaper, and his car.
The thief also leaving some things behind.
His flashlight sitting in my kitchen, and also left a hat.
Unlike anything he has seen in all of his years, Saxon tonight has a new unwanted hat and a new story to tell.
Wow.
I am convinced that Indiana Jones guy was a time traveler.
Could be.
And he took his address book and a newspaper?
Yeah,
what the hell?
That's the weirdest choice.
So weird. And number three, remember that Waymo that crashed into all of those cars in Echo Park?
Yes.
And basically Waymo said it was caused by a human guidance error. Well, senators learned in a recent U.S. Senate hearing that when Waymos get confused, they can indeed receive guidance from human operators. And remember, my conspiracy theory was that people in prison were operating them, and you made fun of me. It's people who are based in the Philippines. Okay?
What?
Yes. So these remote workers don't actually drive the cars, but they help the AI navigate tricky situations, which immediately raised concerns on Capitol Hill, obviously. Senators questioned whether relying on overseas human assistance could pose national security, cybersecurity, and data privacy risks, even when vehicles are operating on U.S. streets and potentially handling sensitive location and mapping information. Waymo insists that the cars still make the final decision, but lawmakers are very uneasy with all of this.
Of course.
And I can't believe it. I'm not going in a Waymo ever. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is Bleachers from their upcoming album, Everyone for 10 Minutes. That's supposed to come out on May 22nd. It is called You and Forever. And listen to me, it's weird. It is weird, I'll give you that, but give it a chance. You and Forever, Bleachers, it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. You and Forever is the name of that. It's from the Bleachers, their upcoming album, Everyone for 10 Minutes, and that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is K-Rock, it's Kevin and Megan in the afternoon.
Well, we are a day late and a dollar short, but we got to say happy birthday to the great Vic Fuentes of Pierce the Veil, which was yesterday.
Yes, fantastic. And also coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Violent Femmes at Yamava on February 28th. So keep listening for your chance to win those on K-Rock. It is Valentine's Day on Saturday. Did you know that?
I only know that because I'm trying to forewarn people, like, hey,
yes,
this is coming up. But for me, it means nothing. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Party. Listen, Saturday is Valentine's Day. So we thought today we would make the 5 o'clock story time. We would make it bad Valentine's gifts.
Yes. Love it.
Here's the way I wrote down three quick things that make gifts bad.
Okay.
One is it's a re-gift.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Two, it's a last-minute flowers that die immediately.
Yep.
That you buy on the corner. And three, you go to C's for chocolates nobody else wanted. Because you wait too long.
And you get the bad ones.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So we want to take your calls at 800-520-1067. If you've received bad gifts for Valentine's Day at any point, give us a call and or text.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
Valentine's Day disasters, 800-520-106. K-Rock Valentine's disasters.
Hello, bad Valentine's Day gift.
Yep, what do you got?
All right, so one time one of my exes gave me a gift card to a sushi spot.
Right.
There's one thing in this world that I do not eat, and it's sushi.
Oh, my God.
How long were you together before that happened?
We were together for, like, 6 months. I've told her, like, at least 3 or 4 times, and she still did that. And I was like, oh, I don't have the heart to tell her. Like, she was so pretty but not the brightest.
Oh, my God. How long did you stay together after that?
Like 2 or 3 more months, something like that. And, like, she asked me one time, like, oh, have you gone to the sushi place yet? I'm like, oh, no, not yet. I'm going to. And I just end up giving it to a friend.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
My name's Isabella.
Isabella, you're caller 20.
Woo! Oh, thank you.
We're going to do a drawing on Monday morning with Klein Alley, and you are in the drawing to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Wow, this sounds exciting. Thank you.
Getting a lot of calls on bad Valentine's Day gifts, and that's not good.
These are so money. I love it.
800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And for the best call, we've got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
All right, what do you got?
My ex-wife, and this is the year before we got divorced for Valentine's Day, got me a set of water glasses because I like to drink water.
Oh, no.
I shit you not.
Oh, God. That's like the gift where it's like, oh, the house needed these, so I'm going to give you this and pretend it's a gift.
Yeah. That's not great.
That's where you've just given up. That's what I knew. We've just given up.
Yeah. That's terrible.
K-Rock, hello.
So, I was trying to be thoughtful. I gave the boyfriend a really nice rod and reel, and he had told me a few days prior to Valentine's Day that I was porking out.
He used the words porking out?
Oh, my God.
So then, here comes Valentine's Day. Guess what he got me? Candy at the grocery store and dead flowers. So I threw the candy at him. And no more.
Oh, my God. This guy sucks.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
I hate this guy.
I hate this guy as well.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello. So I've received a really bad Valentine's Day gift.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, it was an ex of mine, and she gave me her used dildo.
No.
That's just not true.
Yeah. No.
It's 100% true. She gifted it to me because she wanted me to be able to smell her whenever I wanted to.
Oh, God. Nope.
Yeah.
No. That didn't happen.
Yes. I don't even know how, like, what was she thinking or anything.
There's no way that happened.
It 100% happened.
Wow.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
100% happened.
No, it didn't.
Because you call for every topic. There's no way.
This happened.
It didn't, though. And that's our answer. Thank you for playing. We are taking your phone calls and text 800-520-1067 about bad Valentine's Day gifts.
All right, I got one from the 626 that said, I bought an ex-girlfriend one of every Valentine's Day gift. A bear, candy, lingerie, wine, balloons, all of it. She got me a turtle that sings Can't Hurry Love. Took me a while to get that one. That's cold, man. That's terrible.
We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about bad Valentine's Day gifts.
The 323 said, my ex gave me a stuffed dog teddy bear, which I thought was strange because I am 100% a cat person. There was a little card pinned to its ear, which had been signed, Love, Sarah. He re-gifted an old Valentine's Day gift. Horrible.
So Valentine's Day is Saturday. I hope that's not a surprise. We are taking phone calls today and texts about bad Valentine's Day gifts at 800-520-1067.
And the best phone call, you're going to go see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
All right. You have a worst Valentine's Day gift story?
Yes. So I was dating my wife,
right?
And she loved Keith Haring.
Who's that?
Oh, Keith Haring. He's an artist.
Oh,
yeah.
And I went on a website and I'm like, oh, my God, I found a Keith Haring print that was ridiculously cheap. So I ordered it. It came and it was a postcard instead of the actual. I didn't read the fine print. So I had to give it to her. And I was like, here you go. She still has it on her refrigerator to this day as like a reminder of how funny it was. But it was pretty terrible.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't have anything else for her? You just gave her a postcard?
Yeah, she's still with me to this day.
Oh, my God. She's a keeper.
She sure is. K-Rock, hello.
So I had an ex-girlfriend about 6-7 years ago, and I got her a really, really nice watch, and she got me a $5 gift card to Applebee's.
No way.
They don't even sell $5 gift cards to Applebee's.
Well, here's the worst part. What there was originally $20 to $25. I got the $5 that was left on it.
Oh, my God. So she re-gifted you a card that she used.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
That is good work on her part.
But, like, what did you do?
I used it on a drink.
Okay, but, like...
used it for half a drink?
Did you stay with her is what I'm asking.
Oh, no. I broke up with her right away. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah, I don't want this anymore.
Oh, my God. I would have taken the watch back, dude.
Oh, I did.
Okay. All right. Solid.
So it has a happy ending.
Yeah, definitely.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there. I have a story about worst Valentine's gift.
Let's hear it.
So I had put a down payment with the intent to, like, pay off a car for my girlfriend with money I had embezzled from.
All right. Thumbs up, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I got away with that crime.
Okay.
But then I got caught for something else months later. And then in order to plead down my thing, I had to take back the car and give that back and kind of pay that off. Either way, we were broken up before I even went into jail.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a solid outcome.
How are you doing today, these days?
Well, I'm listening to K-Rock.
Okay.
All right.
Are you in jail? Yeah.
No, I've been out. No,
all right.
No,
just checking.
Yeah, no. That was years ago.
All right.
All right, buddy. Keep your nose clean, all right?
Good work.
All right.
Wow.
Did not see that phone call coming.
Same.
Wow. That was epic.
All right. So Violent Femmes ticket at Yamava.
Yes.
On February 28th.
So we like this Keith Haring postcard guy.
I do love that.
Yeah, we'll talk to him. His name's Mike.
All right. Mike, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent. You know, the part of your story that we loved is that your wife put that postcard on your
refrigerator.
Fridge.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still there.
And you laugh about it till today. I love that.
Yeah, 12 years later. Yeah.
So congrats.
That's a bad gift gone right.
Yes,
you
agreed.
Know?
Yeah. Agreed.
So, agreed. Thanks,
you got
guys.
The tickets for the Violent Femmes. Congrats.
Woo-woo. Hey, awesome.
We have something for you right after this song.
Woo! We're doing it all for the Nookie. And then at 6 o'clock, putting you on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. It's coming up at 6.